The issue of guns on campus comes as Florida State University keeps trying to move past the November shooting that left the gunman dead and three students injured. It's not far from students' minds, says FSU Student Government Association's Harrison Dubosar.
The student body has expressed already and again over the last few years that students do not need to carry guns on campus. Our police department back in November gave an incredible response and ensured the safety of our students. That could have ended entirely different if many students on campus were carrying their guns.
We are all responsible enough to be able to defend ourselves and have that right. We aren't wards of the university. We're citizens of the United States.
But not all students agree that continuing the ban of guns on campus is the best way to go. Rebecca Hargrove, an FSU student and member of Students for Concealed Carry, says the SGA doesn't speak for her.
I also think that it's my right as a human being and as a citizen of the United States of America and a resident of Florida to be able to protect myself with my concealed carry if the need would ever arise.
And adding a more uncomfortable layer to the conversation is the issue of campus sexual assault. Last month, a female student was raped on FSU's campus. The National Rifle Association's Marion Hammer discussed the issue of sexual assault during the committee hearing.
But it is yet another reason to pass this bill. The plain truth is campuses are not safe. They are gun-free zones where murderers and rapists may commit their crimes without fear of being harmed by their victims.
To suggest that that young woman or man shouldn't have the ability to protect themselves in that moment, you know, that's a little unfair.
That's Republican Senator Lisbeth Beniquisto taking aim at FSU student government's opposition to the bill. Studies show campus sex assaults are underreported and many are alcohol-related. Florida's public colleges and universities are against the bill, and they question whether there could be more shootings, not less. That's a view held by opponents like Democratic Senator Arthenia Joyner. She prefaced her statements by stating she's a concealed carry permit holder and believer in the Second Amendment.
But I also believe that allowing students to carry guns on college campuses with the added toxic mix of drugs, alcohol, academic disputes, and troubled relationships is courting deadly consequences.
Students in favor of the measure bristle at the assertion they're not mature enough to handle the responsibility that comes with gun ownership. The bill, if it should become law, would apply to all university employees. The measure passed on a 6-3 vote and still has several stops left in the Senate and the House before it can be taken up by the full body. Its approval comes a day before one of its most prominent opponents, former Republican Senator John Thrasher, is formally installed as the newest president of Florida State. While in the Senate, Thrasher was able to block the bill. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.